Well, the world's first military drone racing competition is all over, having wrapped up over the weekend. Amidst all the flying machines and a few insults, competitors have discovered a shared love of drone racing and found common ground in the air. Henry Tai went into the fray to talk to some of those who competed.
The world's first military drone racing competition wrapped up over the weekend to great fanfare. The Australian teams made a clean sweep of the Military International Drone Racing Tournament, one of the shining stars, 19-year-old Thomas Bitmarter. The wire went down on the Thursday to catch up with the pilots and the organisers, hearing from Major General Gus McLaughlin, who said drones could be a vital part of the army in the near future.
I think what's important from my point of view is this is something that everybody will need to do. Whether it is in a military context, an infantryman will be flying micro drones to look inside a building. We are proliferating these down to almost platoon level across our combat force. So I need an educated layer in the engineering, in the airspace command and control, in the safety area, but I also need very wide drone literacy in the army as well.
The Australian Army is actively focusing on drones, spurred on by people like team captain of the Aussie Army drone racing team, combat engineer Zach Taylor, who grew the sport in regional Australia.
So I posted back to Townsville from Newcastle, and there was a lot of drone races up there, but there was no organised club. So I got in touch with Dave Purebred. He's the organiser and the owner of FPVR.org. And he helped me out immensely. And I got Townsville FPVR, so First Person View Racing. Started up there. We started in January. And we're really picking up momentum on races and club events.
The internet is also a common talking point. Not only did the tournament's genesis start when the Aussie and British armies found out on Facebook both were racing drones, pilot for the British team Major Carl Leze told The Wire he discovered the world of drone racing online.
So I originally got into it about 2.5 years ago, where I just kind of saw some YouTube videos of some of the races and thought it looked pretty good. So I kind of delved into it and then started to build my own drones and kind of fly, and then eventually enter into a race, and the rest is history, really.
It's truly international, with the Malaysian team and teams of observers from other countries too coming to the MIDRT. Corporal Beta from the Royal Thai Army told The Wire, "It's an exciting time to be here, and it's exciting to be doing this for the first time."
Yes, it's a new one of Thailand, especially drone racing. It's not the Royal Thai Army. It have about the information and intel, not for racing. It's the first time.
The Royal Thai Army might even bring in some of Thailand's best for the next iteration of the event to get an edge on the Aussies.
Maybe in the consideration of the Royal Thai Army, maybe they have the public to join with the army to have the competitor. Maybe in the future, in the competition in the next year or next 2 years, he will be the competitor of the Australian Army.
Across the ditch, rivalry is there, but there's much more benefit than meets the eye, as Lieutenant Colonel David Torson from New Zealand's Defence Force tells us.
It's always good to come over here and have a crack at our brothers, but from what we've seen, the level of experience across all of the teams is as wide and as varied as ours. So while it would be great to have another trophy in the cabinet, it's about that interaction is the important piece. What we can learn off the Aussies and the other teams that are here in terms of bringing this technology forward, bringing it into the New Zealand Defence Force, it's a great opportunity.
The competition itself is a real treat for pilots. Zach Taylor said the drones zip and zoom around the tracks at up to speeds of 150 kilometres per hour.
It's so immersive. You're sitting in that cockpit of that drone flying at incredible speeds, people whizzing around you, trying to dive through the gates. The best way to put it is it's essentially like Red Bull Air Racing, but extremely cheaper, and you don't have to be a pilot to do it. So
the event is also egging on Prince Harry to include drone racing in future Invictus Games. Major General McLaughlin told The Wire, "Drone racing is an amazing opportunity for adaptive sports."
We are affiliated with the Invictus Games in the sense that, just like a Olympic demonstration sport, we want to show them the applicability of this for the adaptive sports program for wounded veterans. And what you'll have seen here is you could be in a wheelchair, you could be a number of different injuries and still enjoy this sport and be fully immersed. I think one of the important things Invictus offers is that team environment. And as you can see here, there's lots of team activity, people working together, sharing parts, And I think that's what Invictus is seeking, is that environment where people belong and you know, get through their issues together.
Major General Gus McLaughlin ending that report by Henry Tighe.